Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's the 1st of September 2017, and I have with me the lovely Jane Twin.
Hello.
Hello. This is the Audio Boom app.
Yes, which still seems to be working, we just found out.
Yeah, I think it might still be working on my phone. But I don't know whether this will actually upload. I uploaded another recording this evening, but that was an old recording. But I don't know whether a new recording will work. Are we affected by this thing that Audio Boom have done?
Well, I am. I haven't got the app because I had the stupidly old app. Because my phone was too old to download a new version. And then that stopped working about 6 months ago. So I started recording on a voice recorder and then uploading it via the website. But then just now, I tried to upload one. And once I logged in, the first thing that came up was terms and conditions from the 30th of August. And that's all the stuff that people have been talking about in terms of you have to pay £10 a month and you can only upload 5 posts. And I mean, it was a real long thing. And before I agreed to that, it wouldn't let me do anything. So I didn't go any further than that. But I'm just super disappointed that Audio Boom didn't even bother sending us an email to say that anything's changing.
Yeah, because
it seems to
have all I've heard is that Paul Hopkins has received an email.
So it seems to be people who have paid accounts. So it seems they were told, but those of us on the free accounts, I only heard I heard them talking about it, and I heard Dean Reed say he saw it discussed on Twitter. So those of us on the free accounts, we didn't even bother dropping us an email. It's a bit pants.
That is rather rude, isn't it, of them to not even bother telling us?
Yeah, well, I don't quite understand it, because I thought, well, they might be able to catch us if they want some money. It's not a lot, but it's a steady income. Why didn't they give us the chance to say, hey, you can sign up? Or did they think, oh, wait till this person goes on the website, because then they get confronted with these terms and conditions and then they'll find out. But it's just... If you've got some users, what's the trouble of sending them an email? So it's got absolutely no notice. It just doesn't work anymore.
They have got a lot of users now, though. I think I saw something that they'd increased their user base from 30 million to 85 million.
Is that all people with an account?
Yeah. So in the last year they'd grown the user base that much. So I wonder whether they decided to not email 85 million people because of the cost of doing that, and only email the 1,000 people or whatever it was that have got paid.
Sorry, but Facebook manages to email me with all sorts of stuff that I don't actually want to know. So, and they must still have more users than that. So it's something, something like that, something really, really important.
Yes.
I would have expected an email, but so not impressed.
No, me neither.
So yeah, I did one of those, this may well be the last boos, but yeah, I couldn't actually upload it, so. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really disappointed. I'm gonna miss listening to people talking about their day. All the people that I've got used to over the last few years, listening to them and being able to talk about my day and what I'm thinking about, and just upload it, and people can listen to it or not. Oh, I'm gonna miss that.
Well, there are other platforms.
Yeah, you keep saying Bumpers, but I'm not.
Bumpers, yeah. I've already moved over to Bumpers. That's my preferred audio blogging platform.
Well, you'll have to show me.
The problem with Bumpers, though, is that it isn't Android compatible. And
that rules out half the people on audio boo then.
And it isn't VI accessible either.
Great.
So
that's a large chunk of users then.
So yeah, so Bumpers isn't going to be for everyone. And if we end up using different apps, then we're not going to have that same kind of glue community. Audio Boom.
No.
The thing that made Audio Boom special was that it was a all-in-one. You could discover other people, listen to their stuff, record, upload stuff yourselves, put comments in. You could do all of that in one platform, and indeed in one app. That worked on Android and on iPhone, and was VI accessible. It just had everything all in one place. But that sort of international audio blogging and having a community, all that stuff, all that existed before Audio Boo, because we used to do that with Napod Pomo. The Ning community thing, but it was much smaller community. And
yeah, but I didn't do that. I only really got into it with Audio Boo, so that's all I know. And I know we had our little community, and we had people we talked to, and some people we actually got to meet in real life and became friends, and other people, I consider friends, even though, probably never going to meet them, but, and we now in touch and other social media as well, thank goodness. But it's just, I just got used to pottering around the house while listening to people, and every now and then I do a boo when I have time. So I think I'm gonna miss that.
Yeah, of course on Audio Boo they'll still have the professional podcasters.
I follow some of them as well, yeah. But then again, you can get radio, sort of radio style things anywhere. It's just, where do you get just normal people? That was the unique thing, where anybody can just go and just talk, and and just finding out about people in different countries, and just by way of them saying this is what they do in their day, I learned so much about other countries. And that you don't get that on a structured podcast where they want to talk about something in particular. You don't get those niggly little interesting details, those little human things. And you don't get to know people like that when they, one day they're happy, the next day they're a bit sad, the next day they're excited. You don't get that on a podcast where somebody always puts their radio voice on. It just felt a lot more genuine than having one of those podcasts that strive to be like a radio show, basically, where it's all very thought out, and what they're talking about, and every minute accounted for, kind of thing, rather than someone just picking up the microphone and talking about their day or talking about something that's just happened to them, which is just far more raw and gritty, and you might even get interesting noises around them, and which get filtered out on the podcast, and all of that stuff, all this kind of genuine being there in a moment with that person. You don't get that. So I think I'm going to miss that.
So why do you think this has happened? Is social audio kind of just a thing of the past? Have people moved on?
Financial thing, I think.
Have people moved on to other ways of communicating with each other and stuff, with for instance, a Periscope, and are people just sort of finding other outlets and other ways of connecting with people,
general? I don't think for people in general audio has ever been such a big thing of communicating. We're more likely to write to each other. or pick up the phone. But I think Audioboo have made it more and more difficult over the last little while to stay in touch, you know, taking away the comments, taking away the what are the comments still now? I can't remember.
The direct messages. Taken out,
the direct messages went first, didn't they? So they made it more and more difficult, you know, redesigning the app all the time to push podcasts rather than real people. So, and I think people then just found it more difficult and drifted away to other things and tried out other things. So,
yeah, but that's, yeah, no, I understand that. That's the actual film Audioboo, the Audioboo platform itself. But I just mean audio in general.
I don't think that people were ever that into it. I mean, whenever I talk to someone about audio, they always go, what? They've never heard of that. It doesn't occur to them that you can have social media. And,
so I think that Audioboom was just a flash in the pan that, you know, that Mark Rock came up with an idea of you know, let's have an audio way of capturing, you know, capturing audio, capturing memories and family events and things like that.
It's a nice thing, but it doesn't suit everyone.
It was just a flash in the pan, but nobody else has kind of, because we've had VoiceBow and we've had, you know, Anchor has gone a different way. And I understand, well, I've never actually used it myself, but I understand from listening to Fireman Rich and Paul Omani talking about it. But there's just no, this doesn't seem to have been another Audioboo type platform that's had that comprehensive Android and iOS.
No, it was unique in that it catered for different people. I think that was probably what brought people together for that particular platform.
But now we've got WhatsApp, so we can do audio on WhatsApp, can't we? We can send
audio messages now.
And you could probably have a group chat and have an audio message there, I guess.
I know, but it's not quite that anonymous because you've got to give out your mobile number to people. Whereas Audioboom was nice and anonymous, so you didn't have to do that. You know, you can just put it out there and people could listen to it or not and get back to you. Rather, if you do it on WhatsApp, then it's kind of it's like you're talking to people and it's more like you're having an actual chat. And there's more sort of you got to respond to that now. It's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
So I don't know, but I do think for a lot of people it's not, you know, we're not used to recording our own voices. To a lot of people it's strange, and even when you say Anchor, you know, it seems to me that's more for the extroverts, whereas Audioboo also works for the introverts because we can just record something, put it up there and it's out there. You know, but I don't think I'd, from what I've seen of Anchor, I'm not sure I'd be seen on there. So, I don't know, it's just, it worked. It worked for a certain kind of person, but that certain kind of person was actually quite a wide circle. And I don't think anything else does that, which is why it's such a shame, but it just didn't work financially, I guess.
Well, I can see that, but I mean, if they got £1 a month from those 85 million users,
but is that then gonna, is that they'd, gonna have, be enough?
They'd be rolling in money.
Yeah, but is that going to be enough if they all upload audio? I mean, if some people just listen, that's fine. But if we all upload audio to the tune of one a day as well, is that going to pay for it? Don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen them try.
Well, that's why I don't understand why they didn't even give us the chance to give them money. If they just change it and, you know, why didn't just say, right, this is what we're going to do now. And I would have been prepared to, you know, yeah, fine, okay, I'll pay a little something towards that.
But not 10 a month.
No. No, that sounds a little bit, you have to be quite dedicated. It's the same reason I didn't pay for the, you know, for the 60 minutes, because I'm never going to, I mean, you know, yes, I can talk a lot, but I'm never going to... Yeah, all right. I'm not going to need 60 minutes. You know, that is really, if you do want to do a podcast. I don't know.
So yeah, so I don't know. It was unique out there, I think, in terms of what it offered and what it could do. But the functionality is reduced a lot already. But it's a real shame because where Audiomo and Octava and those kind of things.
Yeah,
Octava. That's not going to happen anymore. Yeah, Octava. It would have been Octava coming up again. Yeah,
you can't do Octava on WhatsApp, can you?
No.
God.
No, apart from the fact that you've got to keep your thumb pressed on there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, you know, and then when you want to listen to it, you have to keep it open. So it's not exactly like you switch it on and just listen to it while you carry on doing what you're doing. So I don't think WhatsApp is meant for audio. It's just got that functionality, which is nice, you know, which is good for sort of a little message here and there. But
so there's a gap in the market.
Yeah, there is. And people keep saying that, but, you know, you've got to make it financially viable. That's the problem.
Hmm.
And, you know, audio social media is just not such a biggie. Plus, you know, you're competing with the likes of Facebook and Twitter if you're trying to get into social media at all. So.
Yeah, but Stefano's figured out how to do it using WordPress.
Well, can you do something that we can all do?
Yeah, that's what we need.
Mm.
Ah, dear.
Yes, yeah, so that's a shame. End of an era. Mm. And I'll miss it, and I'm sad.
So, thank you.
Mm. Thank you to...
Thank you to Mark Rock.
Yeah. And to all the people who've ever listened to anything I've said and responded. And
yeah, thank you to all those who've been members of this little community.
Yeah. And the people that we've got to know over the years.
Mm, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, what a shame. Okay, bump if you reckon it. Oh.
For iOS people, yeah.
For iOS. Mm.
For the time being.
Yeah, because we don't know what happens with that next. Mm. Yeah, tricky, isn't it? So it's almost like you have to go on Facebook. But, no. Yeah, tricky one.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know whether I feel like starting a podcast.
So perhaps for the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Toodle-boo.
Yeah. Bye.